from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Huh, no way. The United States government may or may not have been wasting money.
Oh, no way!
Who could have possibly seen this coming?
No way.
I always found it a little bit interesting, the amount of money that... the United States government spends on recruitment for the military, particularly when spending, I don't know, an $11 million marketing deal with Dwayne Johnson and the UFL. $11 million generated them 38 recruits.
Oh.
Dwayne Yikes. Johnson was supposed to do 5 sponsored social media posts. He only ended up doing 2 of them. So now the government is suing UFL and
The
Dwayne
Rock
Johnson for not for
not supporting the troops.
Yeah, basically, and saying
The
bad
Rock
American.
Not supporting the troops.
They want their money back.
Bad American.
They want $6 million back.
Yeah.
This is, however, not the most egregious sponsorship deal that led to nothing.
Who could have known the UFL was not going to get you your desired results?
The Pentagon estimates that their National Guard NASCAR deal of $88 million.
Dude, that is what NASCAR is like. People don't understand how much it costs to be the title sponsor of a car.
Not to have a little sticker. I'm talking like
your car.
You're the DuPont Jeff Gordon Chevrolet. Yeah. Like that DuPont sponsorship, you know, in today's dollars, you're looking at like $150 million a year.
Yes.
Like it's
it is
otherworldly
money.
Because it's what people don't understand is it's constantly when you're watching the race and you're watching Jeff Gordon, who's going to be there at the top every single time, or the Lowe's Jimmy Johnson, like, because they're going to say the Lowe's Jimmy, like they're going to say the sponsor before every single time. So you get, if you're a top driver, you get it referenced 50 freaking times.
Yeah.
If you're at the top of the pack, your visual is on the screen for literal hours. So yeah, it's as much as it's this insane amount of money. It's also, there's more branding being done than in literally anything else.
You ever think they're like, hey, our sponsor needs some new looks. You're in middle of the pack. You need to put it in the wall, buddy. they need
camera time.
Here. Yeah. We're not really seeing you all that much. We need you to put this one in the wall, pal.
Yeah, the car shield Ford needs to hit the wall here and show you what it can be used for.
How much you think Mellow Yellow paid for Cole Trickle's ride in Days of Thunder?
Oh, man. You know,
That's a good one, though, because they're still getting the pub off of that.
I bet you there's somebody out there
drive through that, the smoke.
That has done in high, out, low, baby. That has done the research on this stuff, because there was somebody who did this. God, what movie was it? God, now I can't think of it. There was a movie that did product placement. It basically in the mid or early 80s, like around the same time as Days of Thunder, that ended up kind of like being genre defining or like movie defining of how you did product placement naturally. Yeah. Where the Mellow Yellow didn't feel forced.
No, because it was part of the storyline.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It's like, they kind of made fun of it in Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
With
Wonder Bread.
Yeah. And the Cougar. Me.
And Perrier.
Yeah. But, like, those were real sponsors. Like, that was real money that went into that. But, yeah, there are people out there that do this kind of research of, like, hey, actually, Darren Rovell does this all the time. Like, this company got this based on this.
Based on impressions and visibility of advertising, all that stuff, yeah.
Coors Light is the most recent one that had the Ohtani. The Ohtani hit a home run.
Oh,
blacked out the scoreboard. The small one, and then Coors Light did the special edition can that had the replica of the blackout, but it was like one of the more viral like moments that they changed everything for. But back to the military, this is not the most money they've ever pissed away.
No, $88 million on NASCAR. At least
led to
like
zero recruitments. By the way, the Pentagon estimates that particular ad campaign.
Really?
Led to zero enlistments, zero recruitments.
How do they determine that? Well, is it like when you go to sign up, they're like, did you see our car?
Well, I mean, yes.
That's exactly what
they
it
don't
is.
Ask about the it's car. Like, they ask, what brought you here?
It's like,
NASCAR did.
That's why when you go to Victorico's, tell them Dusty sent you.
Yeah.
that's why you see that in fans. Ads and stuff. You're like,
because that's their way of like getting impressions.
Yeah, yeah. You'll sit there and
that's the
they
feedback.
Ask, like when they enlist, like, what led you to enlist? And nobody's saying, seen the NASCAR?
No. Yeah, that was the thing. Like, when I did, I literally went in the next day on 9/12. Nobody asked.
So what brings you in?
What brings you in today?
Yeah, what? No.
Did something happen that was important the day before?
Okay, yeah.
So,
you know why you're here.
Yeah, that was a pretty simple, plug and play situation, but otherwise, and then that's the thing is like, why did they go with NASCAR? Why don't they sponsor the NBA? And it's like, where is NASCAR popular? Where do enlistments come from? The South.
The South, yeah.
Like that's, I believe.
So you're telling me like a Lakers patch of the U.S. Army would not work?
Probably not, but there's
on LeBron's chest.
Well, the NASCAR didn't work either, so you got to try something new.
Where you could do it and probably be pretty successful is if the Chargers were still in San Diego.
Down in Southern. Marines?
Well, it's Marines, but I'm saying like, just military in general. Like,
yeah.
A significant amount of enlistments come out of Southern California across service branches, but this is the United States government throwing money away.
How much do you think with the UFL thing in The Rock, the San Antonio Brahmas are like his team?
The Brahma Bulls.
The Brahma Bulls because of The Rock. That's where they host the U.S. Army All-American game. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much money they get out, how many enlistees they get out of the U.S. Army All-American game. That would be because they put up a ton of money for that too. But they do that in San Antonio because of the bases that are.
Yeah, Lackland Air Force Base is literally right there with the Air Intelligence Agency. So that alone is a pretty easy one. And then you've got two military installations.
Huh.
So.
Well, so advertising for the U.S. Army not working. Huh?
I mean, yeah, no, this is. It's the least surprisingly shocking thing. Like this people talk about, weapons contracts and siphoning money off to friends with benefits kind of a situation in government.
Yeah, a lot more money goes there.
This is the real siphoning, because at least with the weapons deals, like there's something to show for it. It's a new inventive way to kill somebody, but.
Okay.
We can do it more efficiently, faster, and with a more precise payload.
Yeah.
But, and not only that, let me tell you, the marketing materials that we get from like Lockheed Martin, let me tell you, those pitch meetings, I've seen a couple of those.
Well, yeah, because they're pumping a lot of money into
it. It's pretty impressive. They'll do things.
I've seen Iron Man. I know how those go.
It's actually not that far off, to be honest.
I know. I told you. I've seen Iron Man.
It's
Would Robert Downey Jr. ever do anything wrong?
No. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to crush Dr. Doom, too.
Boy, people are really upset about that.
I think it's great. I love that it's pissing everyone off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I, for one, have no idea what it all means.
That's the best way.
See? He's playing a new character in a movie.
No, so that, I understand yeah, that.
Well, no, you said you didn't know what it meant.
Why people are so upset is like, how could you move him from Iron Man to Doctor Doom? And it's like, I don't know. I don't care.
Because
I'll watch it.
They signed a contract.
Movies.
Actors. That's what they do.
Are people still mad that Chris Evans was both the Human Torch and Captain America?
Like, I'm, for one, I'm furious.
Mm. Thanks, Will. Mm. I am, too. I'm outraged by this. How can you have him be the Human Torch and then Captain America?
Right.
What are we doing here?
I mean...
How can we have 8 different Spider-Man?
Or Ed Norton no longer being the Hulk?
Dude, that wasn't a good... No.
The movie was not good, but I actually liked Ed Norton as the Hulk.
You liked Ed
Norton?
I thought
it was incredible.
Great piece of cinema.
I see what he did there. You see what he did there?
Yeah,
he
know.
Said it was.
I'm ignoring Jeff Rust.
He's the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, Rust is rubbing off on him. We gotta make sure he's not.
It's
around.
Not Let's Hypnotic and Hennessy. It was a different kind of Incredible Hulk that he was. The actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Little hip.
Oof, blackout fuel.
Good lord. I think if you've ever drank that in your life, you can no longer have an opinion on drinks.
Have you had it in your life? Okay, so you can't have an opinion on drinks?
No, what?
Like, I think that's an outrageous comment that you just made.
No, I'm talking... It was the era. We talked about this yesterday, off air. If you are an NBA player, and James Harden is out here taunting his wine collection, my wine's better than yours. Like, no, you don't get to be pretentious about wine and alcohol. But we all know you drank Hypnotic and Hennessy. Like, no. We had these terrible, horrible...
But that was a drink of the times, though.
Yeah, I know, but
And it was
still...
when you're young, and then your palate expands.
No,
and it's
no.
That's like saying, because I drank Mad Dog 2020, I can't enjoy IPAs.
No, you can, but you don't get to sit here and be pretentious about it.
Okay,
how dare
so
your palate not be as refined as mine?
When can you? Well, I think you shouldn't do that, period.
Why not?
But when can you under your...
The bourgeoisie can have their bourgeoisie palate, okay?
So if you don't like have a bad college drink, you can then be...
If you're not tainted
snotty.
By the...
I don't think this. I don't subscribe to this.
I can't believe you're gatekeeping being snotty.
Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Let the snotty be actually snotty. Like, that's their thing.
I don't think anybody should be, but not gatekeep it because a fart sniffer's going to sniff farts.
Yeah,
that's what they're going to do.
New money fart sniffers, no.
I thought our military fought for this country to be open so that we could move up in a system.
Yes,
and be
ourselves, and be our broken, taste-budded, liver-bleeding selves.
Damn. All right.
You guys ever seen a gonster?
Go on.
It's Guinness and Monster.
That sounds awful.
Oh, God, I hate Guinness to begin with.
I watched a guy choke five of those.
Oh, God, that's horrendous.
Half Guinness, half Monster, gonster.
Golly, that sounds terrible.
Remember the story about the guy who crapped his pants in the plane and everybody almost puked? God.
Probably had a gonster.
Oh,
chased
you're, not,
the
you're probably not wrong.
I mean, it's called a gonster because that the person who drinks that
is either puking
is just
or crapping,
looking for blackout.
The top is black, the bottom is green.
Oh God, it's probably a float, huh?
It's a gonster, dude.
Oh God,
how many have you had?
I want one so bad.
Circle. You went with "I want one so bad."
I gotta try it, dude. You gotta try it, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to, we'll bring one in. And now, do you chug it or do you sip a gonster? I feel like
you
got to
try
it.
Both. That's the issue. You got to try both. Which one's more palatable?
So we're going to bring in two monsters and two Guinnesses for you.
Are we going to do this?
Well, I think you can do.
I am not touching that.
You
got to
do
with
half
a
and
10
half.
Foot pole.
Come on. I think you only need one Guinness and one monster.
Come on. It's a bonding experience.
No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to, hold on. You're not going to go, you need the full experience though.
All right.
So you don't go half and half. No, you have to do two of the fulls.
I know, but you got to pour them in the same glass. So you have to have a glass big enough. I'm so down for this.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Come on.
I'll do it too.
There we go.
One of us.
A little bonding.
This sounds
terrible.
Awful.
We are going to feel like complete trash.
I think the monster will do that anyway, but then you add the Guinness to it. That's going to be bad.
The gonster.
All right. God, that sounds awful.
Goodness gracious. All right, coming up next, Jonathan Givney did an anonymous poll of 20 executives in the NBA following NBA Summer League.
I can't get over the gonster.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have to some ground rules.
I'll send you a video.
Okay. We'll dive into where the Klinger, old Donovan Klingon, popped up on this. Coming up next year on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.